What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. On this amazing Friday, we're talking about September 9th. What a great day it is. In today's devotional, we're talking about expecting too much. Just a heads up, you can follow us along on our Engaging Heaven Today devotional. You pick it up anywhere books are sold. We're following along with it every day. Here we go. Scriptures, John chapter 2, verse 24 and 25 says this. But Jesus did not yet entrust himself to them because he knew how fickle human hearts can be. He needed no one to tell him about human nature, for he fully understood what man was capable of doing. People are limited. People will absolutely let you down. Many times you're just what you're looking for, you're just not going to find in a person. Jesus understood that, and yet he chose to love us completely anyway. But Jesus did not fully entrust himself to people, and that's not a bad thing. The kind of complete trust should only be in God anyway, because he's the only one who never lets you down, and he's the only one who can give you everything your heart is searching for. We expect too much from people when what we truly need only comes from our relationship with God. It's not unreasonable to expect people to commit to their word, to be faithful, all those sorts of things. But if we're constantly trying to get fulfillment from people when it only comes from God, it shows a fractured relationship between us and our Father God, who is perfect, and he'll never disappoint. God will never let you down. We can place limitless trust in him alone. Engaging Heaven, further thoughts. What are some examples that you've seen or experienced from expecting too much from someone? You know, this whole thought of expecting too much is, I think, needed and timely. 1 week ago today, I was on the Rita Springer podcast. By the way, you have to check it out. 90 minutes of just raw, real, incredible. Shared a lot of my testimony. Talked about purity in the church, fathering, mothering, and her story, you know. And one question I asked her towards the end of this 90-minute interview, as I said, and Rita Springer is just a hero, right? Just worshipfully. I mean, it's just an icon spiritually, really. God used her so powerfully in worship and still does. And, you know, she wrote many of the songs we sing today around all the churches. But she went through a lot in her life, right? I mean, she had a charismatic father who they did see a lot of miracles growing up. He basically came to her, said, I have a cold called cancer, but God told me you're going to pray and heal me. I mean, imagine that pressure. And then when he died, imagine how she had to feel. Happened to her mom also ends up dying, right? She is a young girl fighting suicidal thoughts, goes to her youth pastor and basically says, I know a girl. She's talking about herself, Rita, but she's telling the youth pastor, I know a girl who, you know, is going through this, and she's thinking of killing herself. You know, this youth pastor said to her, I don't blame her. I mean, can you imagine that? So here's this Rita Springer as a young girl, been betrayed by so many people, right? Just, and I'm talking about so many like spiritual fathers and mothers and people of authority. And yet, she kept herself beautiful, right? Which is hard to do. Are you kidding me? There are inevitably people running around this earth right now angry at me for something I did that I didn't even know I did. And they'll be fractured spiritually for life. A, because they didn't say nothing to me. But B, they have these wounds from other fathers in their life that now anybody of authority that even gives them a hint of something offensive, they'll just go off the rails and continue in more bitterness. And I asked Rita towards the end of the interview, I said, let me ask you a question. How did you stay beautiful through all this, right? All these people that hurt you. I mean, if there's ever a person that's like, yeah, I got reason to be angry, God, it's probably her, right? I got reason not to trust pastors, probably her. I got reason not to think that, you know, these charismatic men of faith that always believe miracles can hurt people, and many times they do. I said, how did you stay beautiful and stay healed? And she said something incredible. She said, I always have known the difference between a flawless God and flawed people. That's incredible. And when she was hurt in all those years of her life, she was able to step back and say, okay, Lord, where are you in this? Because you're flawless, right? You aren't going to make mistakes. You're not going to hurt me. You are not going to, you know, show any signs of sin or flesh at all. But human beings do. And Rita had this ability to kind of take flawed out of flawless and look at what God was and look at what man was and separate it. Friends, that's incredible maturity that you just don't find today in anybody, really. I'm talking about any age group. And so, you know, as we sit here today, and we talk about expecting too much, you know, are we putting unhealthy expectation on people when it really needs to come from God? I think about your spouse, if you're married, right? Are you looking for something from your husband that only God can give you? Are you looking for something from your friend or your pastor or, you know, I mean, I'm a spiritual help to a lot of people. Man, I ain't God. You know what I mean? And I tell people all the time, don't, you know, let me make my own mistakes. You know, don't hold me down to what some other minister has done to you, because it ain't my problem, right? I find myself in many times having to deal with, you know, just people that come to church and they're hurt. They've been hurt. They're hurt by people. They've been hurt by people. And it kind of projects on me. So if I come through and I don't say hi to you on a Sunday morning, you immediately go back to the pastor that hurt you, said nasty things about you, that also didn't say hi on a Sunday morning. And I'm like, yo, let me make my own mistakes. Don't put a busted expectation on me that somebody else hurt you with. Let me make my own mistakes. And I tell people all the time, I mean, God's gifted me in many areas. I'm a flawed individual, meaning I'm sure I'm going to let you down. I'm sure I'm going to say something. Yeah, we'll do that. And my schedule didn't allow it. You know, there's buffers that you have to give people in your life, your spouse, your sister, brother, mother, pastor, whoever, your mailman, that you have to stop expecting all your peace and everything to come from that person. Is not going to happen. And we have to have the maturity to understand that though God uses people, they're flawed people. That's not an excuse for sin whatsoever. There's no excuse for sin. That is not an excuse for compromising behavior whatsoever. The standard is set. My point is, you're on this earth. And Jesus called us to be holy. We're on this earth. And so that's why we still need to repent and ask for forgiveness and live right and worship right. It's not a one-time prayer. It's like Paul said, I crucify myself daily. You have to daily put yourself under. Yes, we're the righteousness of God in Christ, but we've got to make that choice. There's still two trees in the garden. And so today, take assessment, stop putting too much expectation on people, and I pray that God gives us the ability to see the difference between flawed people and a flawless God. That's it for today. Have an incredible weekend, everybody. I'll be in the Northeast tonight. Yes, tonight. I'll be speaking at a men's conference at Engaging Heaven Church in New London. And then tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Gales Ferry, Connecticut, ministering at Spirit Road Church, 7 p.m. And then Sunday morning, I'm back in Madeira Beach, Florida. We'll see you guys next Monday. Thank you for tuning in. Let me know how you're being blessed. I love doing this podcast with you every day. It feeds me, feeds you, and I believe lives are being changed because of it. That's it, guys. Have a great weekend.